You're listening to Drake in the Morning
with Danny West and Fitz
on 98.1 The Max.
October 24th is the date at the FedEx Forum when we're announcing this concert. We called Dave Grohl, Danny did, because they're tight. And she said, we come play. He said, sure. So the Foo Fighters will be at FedEx Forum October 24th. Tickets on sale Thursday, June 29th. That's next week.
Yep.
So, but we are so cool that Dave gave us tickets to give away, or gave them to Danny.
Yes.
Because she's cute and stuff. And so we have those. I'm going to give away, before we leave here, Matchbox 20 and the Foo Fighters today. How do you have that? She has Dave Grohl's phone in her phone.
I'm not telling.
Is it his real number?
I'm not telling.
I'll give you $20 to call him right now. Dave, DB in Memphis. How they hanging, bro?
He's just going to go to voicemail because he's asleep on the other side of the world on tour.
For her, he'll answer the phone. So we got Matchbox 20 for that audience and the Foo Fighters, who were just here, weren't they? But they're back, and we'll have tickets for that. And they likely will have a new album out by then, I'm thinking, as well.
Yeah.
So we will...
Which they say they're working on it while they're on tour. So I guess I don't know if they're just releasing a song at a time or...
They might as well. That's smart these days.
A lot of bands did that. The Stones had a truck they traveled on. They would go back and record and then go back on tour. So same thing with Led Zeppelin. So these guys, probably in the mold of those older bands, are in Iceland someplace, have a truck they go record in and go back and, you know, play in, you know, Poland. So they're staying busy. What else did I have that was worth sharing? CBS has announced that Star Trek Discovery will be on in September. This likely will be a hit, I'm guessing, on television. I don't know.
Well, that's what's weird about it.
What do you think?
They're showing the premiere on broadcast TV, and then the rest of it is available through their online TV streaming service.
That doesn't seem very smart, trying to save network TV.
I don't know. But I guess for the CBS organization, the money's going to the CBS organization, so it works for their bottom line. So,
these networks are going to end up, eventually, they're going to be nothing but shows about, like, Idol, America's Got Talent, The Voice. That's all that'll be on TV. That, Ninja Warriors, that kind of crap, and game shows. 24/7. There's no reason to keep spending money on these dramas that all look alike and all fail, except for a few.
And you can do that on a streaming service.
Exactly.
For cheaper.
The sitcoms get worse and worse all the time. They're not going to last either. So the end is near, huh?
But as for the Star Trek itself, I've seen the trailer for it. The production looks good. So if the writing and pacing and plot is good, then it'll hit.
Is Darth Vader in this one or no?
Yeah, he makes a guest appearance in the background when on a dartboard.
Okay, cool. Tony Danza, this is how bad things are getting, but this is on Netflix. Tony Danza, for some reason, somebody has given him money to star in a 10-episode dramedy, which is not a word, God damn it, for Netflix called The Good Cop. How bad on a scale of 1 to 10 is this going to be? It's about a father and son with links to the NYPD with Danza playing the dad.
So it's a family cop drama with some laughs.
It's a drama D. Get it right. It won't last a show. Once one week and it's off. But they're still cranking out money for garbage like Big Brother Season 19. Only because Les Moonves is the president of CBS and his wife is Julie Chen, and she's the host of this abomination of a TV show.
I can't believe it's still on whenever I see previews.
One of the most embarrassing things ever on TV, except for the other show that she's on, the talk.
The chat.
God almighty, chat. It's awful.
But it's still got to be cheaper than a drama.
Oh, sure.
The scripted drama.
Uh-huh. 16 house guests competing for $500,000. Among them, a government engineer, a rodeo clown. Really?
Oh, God.
A microbiologist, I'm not kidding you. And what is a cosplay artist?
Someone who dresses up in costumes that are of established characters.
This is going to be on television?
It has been for 17 seasons.
Season 19. Well, they have two seasons a year, right?
Yeah.
With co-host Julie Chen, who is just, she's almost as bad as, what's her nuts, our little blonde
Sharon?
Girl.
Sharon? Oh, Kelly. Kelly and Ryan.
I saw them yesterday.
Why?
I felt ill because it was on my office from living it on in the morning, and I went up there and watched it, and she was just a cute. She's wearing glasses now, so she'll look smart. It's not working out for her. So there's that. NBC's announced that The Voice will be back in September. A new show called This Is Us the next night. And something that people, I think, that one of the last good sitcoms, well-written sitcoms on TV was Will and Grace. That's why they're paying them probably a lot of money to bring this back for 10 episodes beginning September 28th. I wonder how this is going to play in today's society, because that show was one of the first shows to be so openly gay. But then it's been followed by Modern Family, which has openly gay characters. Is the Big Bang Theory that guy openly gay or just...
No, his character is straight.
Oh, okay. But there are gay people all over TV, I know, which is a real shock to many of you. But Will and Grace, we'll see if they tone it down or not. So those things are coming up.
I just wanted to let you know that I found Big Brother's ratings, and it's 4.68 million people watch it.
That's all. And it's on that is bad.
Oh, it is?
Yes, that's not good at all.
Well, Dateline, which I like.
I do too, yeah.
3.7, and 2020 is 3.8, so more people are watching Big Brother.
What's 2020? I forgot.
It's like Dateline, just ABC's version. So NBC has Dateline. And
those shows all look alike. But just consider that at its peak, American Idol had like a 35 share. So Big Brother has a 3.
1.2.
1.2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No one's watching. But because Les Moonves wants to keep his wife happy, they keep doing this stupid show with rodeo clowns.
I mean, they just get lower and lower as the night goes on. American Ninja Warrior has less than that.
That was on last night in the kitchen, and I actually paused as I walked through to look at it for 10 seconds, and it just made me sad.
Are you sure it wasn't the Spartans? Because I saw Spartans was on last night.
Ninja Spartans?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's...
Same show?
Team. No, this one's more like running...
It was just depressing as hell.
Were they out doing obstacles outside in the mud and stuff? Helping each other out? Yeah, this is a Spartan version of... And the only reason I know that is because I turned on... I was done with my movie and waiting for the news. And I thought, oh, this crap's back on.
Yeah, we are... we tend to watch movies and discuss them, Danny and I. And then I end up watching them about 10, 20 times before I get burnt out. We mentioned The Accountant last week, which she watched last night. It's an incredibly good film. It's complicated as heck. It's probably the best thing that Affleck has ever done. And the girl that's in it, whose name is now leaving my brain.
Rachel, Rebecca.
No. I saw her face and she was good in this. Her name is Dana in the show. What's her freaking name? She was in Pitch Perfect, Anna Kendrick. And so she's in this one. And then I would encourage you for a good laugh, a unique movie that goes from being, it is really sweet and moving. And the next second it's violent or funny as hell. Sam Rockwell, pull him up on IMDb because people know his name, but they don't know where they've seen him before. This movie is called Mr. Right, and Sam Rockwell and Anna Kendrick are in it. And I saw the previews for it and thought it was really funny. So I thought, all right, I'm going to give it this. You know, this looks like it might be good. I've watched it 3 times so far, and it's just great, I thought, for many, many reasons. He is incredible. She's really good. It's about a hitman, which he plays. He is a trained killer former CIA guy, former all of this stuff, but he is extremely funny and weird. And his newest thing, because he has kind of a moral code, is that when he's hired to kill somebody, he goes to the person who hired him and he kills them.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets attacked by 8 or 10 different guys that want to get him off of the planet, and he kills all of them. But he dances and stuff while he does it. It's hard to explain, and it's not overly violent. It's more funny, and it's choreographed just beautifully. But there's also an underlying current of their love story, which is not nauseating like most of those films are. But it's kind of cosmic in places. It's a unique film. I encourage you to watch it. I think you'll like it. It's called Mr. Right, and it's on, is it Showtime? Just go on to On Demand. But watch The Accountant and watch Mr. Right. They're very different movies, but Anna Kendrick is in both of them, and she must weigh about 40 pounds?
Yeah, except, and 35 of it are her boobs. She's tiny with the biggest boobs.
Oh, she is? I didn't even see her boobs.
Yeah, because she's so little. She's tiny. I can't stand her knees. They knock.
Yeah, she has some pretty bad. she has some pretty bad stems, and they kind of. She's dog-kneed.
Yeah. But she's a doll, and I love her. And
she's so cute.
And it's
funny.
Not like her boobs are hanging out. I just know that she's a tiny girl, and she got blessed with boobs because some of us are tiny with nothing.
Or she may have had them installed.
I don't know. They don't look fake to me.
So Sam Rockwell has been, he was in The Green Mile. He played a bad, bad guy in that. What else?
He had a bit in Drunk History, that series. Digging for Fire, Better Living Through Chemistry, Trust Me, A Single Shot, 7 Psychopaths. He was in Napoleon Dynamite, the TV series version, it looks like.
Mm.
He was in Iron Man 2. Also, Moon, The Winning Season, Frost and Nixon. That was him. The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
That was a great film, yeah.
Piccadilly Jim, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, he was great and really weird in that. Charlie's Angels.
Yeah, he was in that. He was in Galaxy Quest.
He is one of those guys who is one of the best unknown actors in the world. He's really, really good and very funny. And he can be very mean and serious, too. But the guy's good. So watch Mr. Right and watch The Accountant. That's our suggestion to you for your movie watching in the evening, as opposed to watching Vikings in the mud. Christ. Hey, Harry's Razors is taking over the world. They are high quality, quite affordable razors. They've changed the way that men shave. Because it's a great shave at a fair price. 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Two guys, Andy and Jeff, began this whole concept. This is a quality razor as opposed to buying a bag full of stuff that is plastic and worthless. So these are really good. They're going to give you their set for free. Just you cover the shipping. The free trial includes the Truman Set ergonomic handle, the 5 blades on the razor with the strip and trimmer blade, the shave gel travel blade cover, the shave bomb, almost a $20 value for you to try. Only for my listeners, if you use the code Drake at harrys.com. That's how easy it is. Try them today. The free trial offer, almost a $20 value for free. All you pay is shipping. Go to the website, Harry's, HARRYS.com. Enter the code Drake, and you get a little thing full of groovy stuff from Harry's. All right? Do that, and you will enjoy do that. We'll be back in a minute. We got to work in some more of our wonderful sponsors and tell the story about this song that you told me yesterday before I play it. It's by a band called Matchbox 20, and I think we have tickets for the show. But this song I always thought was one of those songs about being drunk at night and making a tacky phone call.
That's right.
But it's not.
Rob Thomas, actually his mom, when he was a young kid, 12 and 13, had cancer, and he was had to grow up quickly because he was the one that took care of his mother. And the song is written about her being lonely at 3 o'clock in the morning because she would wake up by herself not feeling well. And there's just different lines. There's something about the diamonds on the floor, and that's when she's crying. Those are her tears hitting the floor. And but he's been asked about it a couple times, and he said that's what it's about to him, and you can make it whatever you want about yourself.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
Other than that, we're hanging out here selling houses. This morning I saw a thing in some paper about a big house boom. People's is buying houses. I don't know what has brought this on. I guess the economy is strong and there's money. And so people are either like upgrading or they're downgrading. Maybe the kids grow up and they move out and you want to just, it's just, you know, you and the wife and you want to get one of those tiny houses.
No,
that would drive me out of my mind.
I saw somebody post something somewhere. It says, watching tiny houses makes me hate white people even more.
White people, I think, are the easiest to hate among everyone. Who did we just talk to who went, one of my friends went on a tour of a tiny house park, like a mobile home park, but it was tiny houses. It was very strange.
And I'd never thought that could become a thing, like trailer parks instead of...
But wouldn't you want to kill your old lady or your old man after about a week?
Oh, I couldn't handle it. No way.
I mean, I need my space, dog.
And our job security that we love so much, they don't. That's why they have the tiny houses on wheels, so they can go... These new kids don't care about that stuff.
I would rather either have a big house just to wander up or to have one of those Airstream, Jetstream things just to put all my stuff in. Like in that movie, like Affleck did in The Accountant. Put it all in there, put it on your truck, and take off.
And that's what people do with those tiny houses. You probably could find one at MemphisHouseHunters.com.
I don't think Michael wants to mess with those. He wants to sell a real house at a real price, make you some money, make him some money, everybody go home. It's easy to do. Houses are going for top dollar. The economy is strong. Folks want to be in a certain part of town. So... let Michael and the REMAX team do it for you.
People are running out of time. We've got about a little over a month and a half till school starts, and they want their kids in a certain school. If you know that you're in a neighborhood where kids or parents want to put their kids, call Michael right now. See the easy steps you can take to selling your home at top dollar. People have been paying over $20,000 over the asking price. 685-6000, 685-6000. You can also find more information at MemphisHouseHunters.com.
All right, coconut. In the news all the time, coconut water has become a thing. Now, today and every day, my smoothie, the base of it is coconut water. We buy it. That's the base of it because it's not full of sugar and funk because I used to use something else, but we use that. Coconut oil. Coconut everything has become popular. Coconut oil, I saw this last night, and now here it is in one of my surveys, services. This oil you should not use in your cooking, according to this. This is the American Heart Association. They could be full of poop, and they might have a vendetta against coconut oil. I have no idea. There's probably some kind of money in somebody's pocket over this story, but hey, it's how the world works. It is not a healthy alternative, says the heart people. And they may know more than we do. They may not. They advise against it. The oil increases so-called bad cholesterol in 7 out of 7 controlled trials. They also learned that the amount of fat in the oil is far more than there is in butter, beef fat, or even pork lard. I have a hard time believing that. But this is the American Heart people. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's a story. However, the oil from the coconut can be an effective moisturizer or hair conditioner. And the rule of thumb is to put it on your body, but not in your body. Does this make any sense at all?
Well, I use that coconut on my hair as shampoo and conditioner. It just says it on the bottle. If it really contains it, I don't know.
It does.
I mean, I completely...
It's probably like pineapple or mango.
Right. Yeah.
But anyway, so
and then coconut oil on your body, for like laying out and stuff, right?
All the times I lay out and put lotion on to get tanner.
Have you ever heard this theory that I've seen now twice in 2 days, that putting Coca-Cola on your skin helps you tan?
I had never heard that before, the story saying to not do that.
But it says don't do it because it'll fry your ass, because the contents of Coke on your skin, you're like laying in a frying pan. Which is fine, I guess, but just use baby oil.
I was thinking.
And just burn your ass up.
It would just stain you.
And it'd be sticky.
That was one of the things. It's about staining and being sticky. Because of the stuff in the Coke turns your body a different color, and you smell like a rotten Coke. And your skin all
and is flies all, are sticking to you. You're like one of those fly straps.
And you're all dried up and leathery and stuff, but you got Coke on you. Nothing makes any sense. Get engaged. Just get married and find somebody smart who will take care of you because most of you are just idiots, men.
You need help.
You just need help and support. And Robert Irwin Jewelers wants to help you get that right engagement ring. And Howie may even go with you on a date to, like, check her out or him and see if it's worth messing with. And if it's not, he'll tell you, nah, let's go somewhere else.
Go into Robert Irwin Jewelers and say, all right, Howie, tomorrow I'm going to bring her in. You act like you don't know me. You tell me what you think of her, and then I'll buy a ring. He'll love it.
Yeah, and he would do it.
You could get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings and wedding bands and a little advice from Howie. It's easy.
It's unbelievable.
12-month deferred interest. Get up to, up to 60 months to pay.
That's 5 years.
I'm glad. What are you, the accountant?
Yeah. I'm a savant.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements only at Robert Irwin Jewelers. They're making it easy. They're also letting you register to win a 4-night cruise with no purchase necessary. That will get you a nice honeymoon. If you spend $1,500 or more, you get a free romantic weekend getaway. So this is what I like to say. Get the ring, $1,500. Get the romantic getaway. Propose. She says yes. Get married. And then you win that cruise. And Howie's done it all for you.
It's he that's what he does.
Robert Irwin's Summer of 1,000 Engagements going on now. All 4 locations in RIJewelers.com.
So why isn't it called Howie's Jewelry Store?
Well, because Robert's his brother and his other brother, Daryl. And his other brother, Daryl. And he's got Robert as his brother and Irwin as his other brother. Okay. And then Daryl is in the back making watches. Okay. Pinocchio comes walking out.
Is that true?
Not at all.
I didn't think so. Foo Fighters are coming to town. When I play them, which I may any moment now because it's about noon, you can win tickets to that too. We gave somebody tickets to Matchbox 20, which we'll do again tomorrow. And we'll do Foo Fighters again tomorrow too. They're here October 24th. Tickets on sale next week. So win them before you can buy them because there's really extra value in getting them in June for a show in October.
Although I'm a little proud.
Search me.
You remember last time it was a year? They announced it a year before.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we were at least the last, last second thing they thought of.
Well, I don't know.
Sloppy seconds.
I suppose they're on tour now. I thought they were going to go away for a while, but they're not. They're in Iceland and everywhere and coming back here. So.
And the one good thing is we can only hope Dave's leg is not broken this time.
See, well, surely he's. But that throne, served him pretty well. Then Axl used it for a while. And anyway, they're a great band at live. And so they'll be here in October, all right? And tickets go on sale next Thursday. Rook Insurance, she'll be there. She may have a table out front at the forum selling insurance.
She should.
Why not?
Dave could have used some last year.
Yeah. Had his leg all messed up in a cast, and his rates wouldn't have gone up because he's a spaz.
And he would have gotten 100% from the manufacturer of his leg. She would have called God and said, I need a brand new leg. It would not have been aftermarket parts.
That's the power of Rook Insurance.
No surprise rate hikes, not even after your first accident. If you're going to get a young driver on your insurance, make sure you talk to Elizabeth first. Your deductibles drop $100 a year if you go claim free.
You are kidding me.
No, it's great. You get a little reward. Hey, you know how to drive? Here's some money.
Not really.
One home saved $1,500 just in home and auto last year. Give Miss Rook a call because I say Rook rocks. 867-SAVE, 867-SAVE, online, rookinsurance.com.
I am glad it's Friday.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.